Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why and when you should reach out to be on podcasts. And I guess, why should you reach out to be on podcasts? And I think I wanted to talk about this topic. Obviously, Tim and I are podcasters. We love the podcast medium. I listen to podcasts all the time. And I got to tell you, if I listen to your podcast and you're on iTunes, you're automatically a dadgum expert in my book. You know, it doesn't matter if it's your first podcast. There's just something about it that makes me believe that, you know, if somebody's doing a podcast, they're an expert at whatever they're doing a podcast about. And that's really what I love about it. So perception is really, really important. And I think with podcasts, you get that. So, you know, if I want to grow my WordPress business, for example, and I don't really have an audience yet, you know, I may want to reach out to some podcast hosts and offer, you know, hey, can I be on your show? Can I add any value? Can I do anything to be a part of and stuff? Because they have a platform and stuff, and you can get some exposure from it. And that's one of the reasons why you want to do it.
Yeah. And one thing you said, David, I think is key. And you mentioned the word value. And I think you have to communicate the value that you provide and what you can do for them. Because yes, as podcasters, you know, we're trying to you know, fill content and, you know, put out content on a regular basis. And our podcast is a little bit different. We don't have a lot of guests, but most of them, it's like they need an interesting guest. And so they need people reaching out to them to find, you know, what to do, make their podcast about and stuff. But they also need people that add value to their listeners. Otherwise, they're not going to put you on. And so if you do reach out to be on podcasts, and when you do, make sure that you have something to contribute that is going to, that their listeners, their community is going to find valuable, because otherwise it's not worth their time. And so I think that's something really key is focus on what you bring to the table, because it has to be mutually beneficial.
Absolutely. And then, you know, obviously it can benefit you greatly on the backside, especially if you're not as well known. I mean, you can be a fantastic developer, for example, nobody knows who you are and you're trying to get your services out there. But if you understand WordPress web development and you're a great backend developer and you know how to, you know, build a plugin from scratch and you go on a podcast that has to do with WordPress development and stuff, you don't need to, you know, as long as you have, like Tim said, the value and the understanding, there's going to be a benefit for them, for the podcast and stuff. So I think that's most important. As far as when you want to reach out to podcasts and stuff, you know, I think anytime's good as long as you have the value to bring to the podcast and stuff.
Yeah. And one additional benefit, in addition to what we already said and getting exposure to their audience, another benefit is you can put that on your website as a badge of honor, you know, something that you've accomplished. I was interviewed on these podcasts. Potential client comes to your site, they're automatically going to respect you. Kind of like David said in the beginning, if you have a podcast, you're automatically considered an expert. And if you're interviewed on a podcast, like, wow, you must know what you're doing, because, yeah, you know, these famous podcasters that are experts want you on their show. So it makes you look really good.
Are you saying to use the as featured in insignia on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a podcast called Your Website Engineer. It was actually one of the first WordPress podcasts I listened to way back in the day. If you type in WordPress, it's one of the top podcasts that come up on iTunes. Totally blanking on his name, but he actually, the guy behind the podcast, came out with a plugin. I think it is actually called As Featured On. And what it does is you install it on your WordPress website and you can put in the different podcasts that you've been featured on, and it shows up as a widget in your sidebar, which is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. probably wouldn't be
thought of that as you said it.
Probably wouldn't be designed to my style and standards, Tim, but hey.
Yeah, maybe not.
All right, well, that's it. I mean, obviously, Tim and I find value in the podcast and the benefits of being a part of, you know, the podcasting community and contributing, because you just never know who's listening to that podcast. So, all right, we'll tune in tomorrow for another great episode of WP the Podcast. We do have some exciting things coming up in the works in the next few days. We will be releasing them and letting you know about them and stuff. So
yeah,
make sure that you listen. Keep listening every day. We want you to listen every day anyways, but we do have some really good, exciting stuff coming up. All right. Tomorrow we got another great topic. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.